Marsha McLuhan's ideas have legs. Just ask Carrie Rickey. She's the film critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer. She's also the author of the essay Videodrome, Make Mine Cronenberg, which accompanies the Criterion Collection's DVD release of David Cronenberg's 1983 sci-fi horror film Videodrome. The film was inspired by Marsha McLuhan's work. Carrie Rickey gave Steve Paulson a plot summary of Videodrome.
It's about a broadcaster named Max Wren, played by James Woods. He runs a cable channel in Toronto that's always looking for the new cheap thing to broadcast. And he's broadcasting a lot of low-rent porn. One of his technicians tells him about this signal he's getting from Pittsburgh, kind of this phantom show called Videodrome. And it's a kind of S&M scenario with a very weird minimalist set. And James Woods gets hooked on it, as does a radio broadcaster he meets on a talk show played by Debbie Harry. And they kind of bond in bondage while watching Videodrome. But that's only the first
right.
5 minutes.
Yeah, the kind of videos they're watching. I mean, basically, you're watching people get tortured or killed.
Correct. It's torture porn.
And they're getting off on that.
Yes. Or they're getting excited.
Yeah.
Presumably.
So what happens after the first 5 minutes, then?
After the first 5 minutes, the James Wood character gets hooked, and his body starts mutating. And he meets a lot of shady characters, and it seems that because of his proclivities for pornography, he was chosen to be programmed by evil capitalist forces. And the rest of the movie is about his response to it and his hallucinations from the Videodrome shows he watches. He has hallucinations, his body mutates. And I guess I didn't see this at the time, but in the years since it's been released, I realized it was Cronenberg's satire about the forces who say that pornography and violence make us numb and desensitized. Cronenberg saying, wait, doesn't it do the opposite? Doesn't it sensitize us and make us more vulnerable instead of less? I think it's a very frightening and, shall we say, controversial movie, but it's really asking a basic question. Does media really make us duller and desensitize us? And Cronenberg saying, no, just the opposite.
Hmm. Now, it's worth pointing out that David Cronenberg not only directed Videodrome, he also wrote it, and he has said that he was inspired by Marshall McLuhan, the great media prophet of the day. One of McLuhan's key ideas is we shape our tools, and therefore our tools shape us. Do you see that in Videodrome?
Well, yes, and David Cronenberg was a student at the University of Toronto, I believe, when McLuhan was the oracle there. I don't believe he ever took classes from McLuhan, but I know he read deeply in McLuhan, and I always saw Videodrome as kind of a visual pun on McLuhan's understanding media, the extensions of man, because the James Wood character actually changes physically. His tools, a gun, kind of sutures itself to his hand. He develops, shall we say, an aperture in his abdomen where you can actually put in a videotape. So it seems to me a kind of a visual pun on the extensions of man.
Hmm. And McLuhan himself had rather complicated feelings about the new technological age that he was writing about. I mean, to some degree, he was a great visionary of it, but it wasn't at all clear that he actually liked what was happening.
Max's obsession with media is an illustration of McLuhan's observation that, you know, mental breakdown is the common result of inundation with new media. Max Wren, the James Woods character, does have kind of a mental breakdown with this inundation and the new information.
Now, it would seem that McLuhan's influence is also evident in the character of Brian Oblivion. Can you tell me about him?
Brian Oblivion is a very oracular figure in Videodrome. He is a professor and great thinker who only appears on TV while on TV, meaning he's on remote, seen framed by a television monitor on talk shows and wherever.
The battle for the mind of North America will be fought in the video arena, the Videodrome. The television screen is the retina of the mind's eye. Therefore, the television screen is part of the physical structure of the brain. Therefore, whatever appears on the television screen emerges as raw experience for those who watch it. Therefore, television is reality, and reality is less than television.
You ask, why did this happen in Canada? And I have some theories about that. I think that McLuhan was responding to, and Videodrome is in part about, this country where foreign signals are coming in from America, and they're trying to make sense of them. And you think about Canada, it's a country of what now, about 35 million people. 75% of the country lives within 100 miles of the 49th parallel, and all those people are getting American signals on their TV. And I think they're trying to make sense of something that we in the lower 48 or lower 50, however you want to say that, that we don't try to make sense of because it's just part of our natural landscape.
And of course, but it's worth pointing out that not only McLuhan was Canadian, but Cronenberg was also Canadian and presumably grew up being bombarded by all this media that came from the United States.
Exactly.
Now, in the essay that you wrote about Cronenberg's film Videodrome, you have a fascinating comment. You describe his films as vividly cerebral and visceral, which would seem to be contradictory, but somehow you're suggesting that these two things feed off of each other.
I think that why I'm so interested in Cronenberg movies is that they make me feel and think at the same time, and not all movies have the ability to do that. Great directors can get you to do that, and I think Cronenberg is one. But while I am incredibly revolted by the image of Max Wren developing this slot in his abdomen where he can insert a videotape or video cassette, I also think, wow, at the same time, how do new media actually mutate us? Is this like a new mutation, like primates going from walking on all fours to standing up? Is it a new mutation to kind of bond with our machines? And of course, you see people really connected to their cell phones and their laptops today. And this kind of human-machine hybrid is kind of the study of social scientists like Donna Haraway, who basically says we've become hybrids with our machines.
We've become cyborgs.
Right, exactly.
Well, McLuhan is typically described as the great visionary of his era, especially when it comes to technology. And I guess the question is whether Cronenberg is also or was also. I mean, it would seem that he was kind of prophetic in the way he was thinking about technology back when he made this in the early 1980s.
Well, he always said that frequently he made movies about science that were totally imaginative, such as They Came From Within, in which doctors use parasites to help diseased organs, and these parasites also help boost sexual function. And after his movie came out, Cronenberg got a letter from some physicians in New York who were indeed doing this very research, and Cronenberg was shocked because this was part of his imagination. But people like Cronenberg and McLuhan had imaginations and could basically see where things might go.
Now, McLuhan died in 1980, so he didn't live long enough to see Videodrome. Any guesses as to what he would have thought of this film?
I think he was capable of great amusement. I think he would have been flattered, and especially because Brian Oblivion has a life after death.
Yeah, as McLuhan seems to have.
Absolutely.
Kerry Rickey is the film critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer. She's also the author of the essay Videodrome, Make Mine Cronenberg, which chronicles Marshall McLuhan's influence on David Cronenberg. Steve Paulson spoke with her.